Welcome back to the School News Podcast here on MPS Voices and Jazz 88. And we're here in studio, and it's a rare occurrence that I'll have a guest in with me in person in studio. But this young lady is here with me today, and I'm very excited to be talking with her. First off, February is, in addition to Black History Month, is also National CTE Month, CTE being, of course, Career and Technical Education. And we're highlighting some of the career technical education programs here at Minneapolis Public Schools. And you can find out about the incredible variety of CTE programs at three different high schools here at MPS that are really connecting MPS students with in-demand careers. And one of those careers is law and public safety. And here to talk with me about all of that with her program that she leads here at Career Technical Education is Alexis Love. She is a teacher of law and public safety here at CTE. And she's here in studio with me. Alexis, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking.
Thank you for being here. We have so much to talk about. Let's go here, because this is not your first time on with us. I know you talked with DJ Dime around last year, about a year and a half ago, and you talked with her about, you know, the program. And I think it was kind of a little bit more in its infancy, so to speak. You were kind of getting started. And so we're going to learn a little bit more about everything that you're doing with this program and how it's really kind of evolved, I think, since you really started it. But I'm excited to talk with you about this today. But let's first talk a little bit about your job title specifically and what you do here at MPS and why it's so important to you.
Sure. I am a career and technical education instructor for law and public safety, or also known as the public safety and service pathway. And I enjoyed what I do. I enjoy introducing students to the pathways of law enforcement and criminal justice, the pathway for fire and EMS, mostly the first responders type programs. So those are very important and dear to my heart. And I think there's a lot of need for it in the community of students with integrity to enter into this profession. I feel like they're very noble professions, and no matter what, we're always going to need them.
You talked about noble characters and, you know, the vision for that. What is your vision for the future of public safety and what it could look like, and why it's so important to get the students more involved into this field, and why that's so important?
Well, so like I mentioned, it's I feel that law enforcement itself is a noble profession, and we need more noble characters in it. I feel like Minneapolis especially, and other cities that have had devastating things happen, our particular city is kind of in a rock bottom space because we've had so much happening. We still have things happening right now that are just putting a dark cloud around us. But because I'm an optimist, I feel like the only place that we can go when we hit rock bottom is up. So we shouldn't just be a city that recovers, but we should be a model for the rest of the country at some point. And I want to see us become that model, like a shining star. So where the other cities in the nations will look our way and say, okay, so that's how you come up from rock bottom. That's how you bridge the gap. And I'm trying to lay groundwork in this industry right now for those types of high school students that want to get into the profession, be people of integrity, and show up in a new and better way for their community, with their community, and not against their community.
How did you develop this passion for public safety in particular, and, you know, for career technical education in general?
Oh, that's a good question. So I was working for the Department of Human Services in Texas. I'm from here, but grew up there as well. So I call myself a Minne Texasotan, right?
I love
that. So when I was working for the Department of Human Services, a police officer who had lost his job was sitting on the other side of the desk from me, and I had to give him a negative response. And the way I delivered it, he was sitting back with his arms folded, looking at me with this strange look. And I just, it was an awkward moment. And he told me, you need to be a cop. And I said, I laughed in his face. And I said, why? And he said, because the way that you deliver negative information, the way you say no, we need more people like you. The way that you deliver adverse information or adverse content is exactly what we need on the streets. Now, I wasn't thinking about being on the streets, but his whole point was that I carry myself a certain way. I'm firm when I need to be firm, but I'm also kind, and I have, and I treat people with dignity and respect. That's exactly what he was saying to me. I never considered law enforcement at that time. Mm-hmm. However, I had been noticing how law enforcement and the younger community, youth and children in my community, were interacting, and I was saddened by it. So when he said what he said, it sparked an interest. And I was like, how would I even get involved if I wanted to? And he said, you just go down to your local law enforcement. It's at the college. I love going to school. Mm-hmm. So I did it. I actually peeked into it. I was kind of burnt out in my job anyway. I was reaching that burnout phase, and I wanted something different and exciting. And the police academy was it for me. It was exciting. It did give me, it helped build on things that I already had inside me that I didn't know, that my officers and my sergeants and that were training me pulled out of me. And they told me, they confirmed what he said. They were like, you're built for this. You just need to believe it. You need to see it. And so that's what started my interest in it, and that I could possibly be someone to help bridge the gap between the younger community and the profession that I respected. And that's what got me started. So then I had a whole different idea in my head of what I might be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But things kind of took a different turn. I ended up back here. And then when I got back to Minnesota, somehow, once I finished schooling here and got more degrees and certificates, even with my police academy background and the different jobs I'd had here, the funny thing is, it was Peter who said, hey, what's your degree in again? Because we're starting this new program at NPS. I think you might be good. And I was like,
he's talking about Peter Carlson.
Yeah, Peter Carlson.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're already really good with kids. You might as well teach them. You're really good. Like, you're real. And I was like, And I looked into it, and it just kind of came, it just kind of unfolded before me. Here I am. And I'm really excited now, because all along I'd been meeting officers from Minneapolis Police Department and deputies from the Sheriff's Department in my line of work in security. I was head of security in Midtown for a while. And everyone was just like, hey, can you come work for us? But I was nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I had some of the things that it took, but other things I needed to work on. And I was like, I don't want to get rejected.
Yeah.
But they were like, no, we'll help you. We're going to. So it just kind of worked out to where when I contacted them all and said, hey, I took this position with Minneapolis Public Schools. Would you be willing to work with me with students? And they were like, oh, my God, we will support you. So that's where my network is.
Yeah.
All the officers I came across, I'm meeting more all the time. And I have this wonderful relationship, even though some of the officers that I've met have fallen away. I did. Chauvin was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I actually knew him. But he wasn't a buddy of mine, but we had to work together.
Yeah.
So it's just how life goes. You meet people that take a different path. That doesn't necessarily mean it really affects you, but there are things that I can do to ripple effect and bring the good out of it. And that's just who I am in my nature.
I love that. Love that story. We're talking with Alexis Love. She is a teacher at MPS's Career Technical Education. She teaches law and public safety. And why don't you talk to us a little bit about the advantages of a career technical education for these students? Why should students be so excited about choosing this path? And let's talk about your field specifically, law and public safety. What should really kind of help these kids kind of gravitate to this field, and mm-hmm. why it should be important to them?
Well, career and technical education in general is, like, we train students for the hot jobs that are, like, high wage, high skill, and high demand.
Mm-hmm.
So for particularly my program, you're going to learn about not just police officers, but firefighter, EMS, or working in those industries with those people.
Yeah.
Because all of that is important. Those jobs, they pay well. They give you life skills. They put you in touch with professionals that are willing to help you and help you grow and understand the culture. And the culture is actually shifting. It's not just the big blue wall anymore. I mean, the big blue or the blue line and all of that. It's not just that anymore. It's actually beginning to shift, and it's been been shifting for some time. But the beautiful thing is, you know, police officers, emergency medical technicians, paralegals, corrections officers, those are the hot jobs in the career field that I teach in. And so I have kids that are interested in the in law. They may or may not want to be a lawyer, maybe a paralegal, or have some crossover with another type of a pathway, or just want that education. It offers college credit, articulated college credit in particular, and gives them job readiness and in-demand for these in-demand careers and hands-on experience. So, for example, you could become a police explorer or a sheriff explorer or a firefighter explorer. Those are wonderful opportunities for kids that are in high school now.
Mm-hmm.
They put you in touch with mentors that will help you as if you get in at maybe 14 or 15 or 16, and you stay in the Explorer program until you're 20 or 21 years old, because I think they cap out at 21, you are building a wonderful resume for yourself. And who wouldn't want to hire a student that's done well in these Explorer programs, even if they're not going into that particular field? They could be going into something completely different, but it shows that you're working around people of integrity, that you have some skills, some knowledge. It's a wonderful win-win for both the student and the company gaining that student.
We're talking with Alexis Love. She is a teacher of law and public safety at Career Technical Education here at Minneapolis Public Schools. Just a couple more items for her. Can you share any like success stories about this? You know, because us being a part of this, Jazz 88, MPS Voices, being under this CTE umbrella, I think I've just with the students that I've gotten a chance to work with over, I'm coming up on 5 years that I've been working here now, and all of the students that I've gotten a chance to interact with and work with, put on the radio, teach different skills, it's just been amazing to kind of see the success stories that we see and how they take what they learn from us and take it into the real life and the real world, no matter what the field they get into. But can you share a little bit about some of the success stories that have come through CTE is certainly in your experience?
Sure. I'm so proud of a lot of my students, all of them, but the ones that keep in touch with me, even though they may have left my class, they find me again.
Yeah.
I have a student named Michael. He started as a Minneapolis Fire Explorer while he was in high school, and he took my course, and now he's at Hennepin Tech taking fire and EMT courses there. And he's been eligible to apply for jobs with HCMC and other city jobs that he has applied for so that he can, you know, he's already graduated, but he keeps in touch. Then I have current students now, Sanai and Muhammad. They have taken my course or are taking my course, and they got accepted into a trial program, a law and intensive trial program that's associated with Envision and Stanford University.
Wow.
And it's a pretty important program that's going to take place this summer. So they'll be doing that. And then I have another student who wants to be an attorney. She's taken my class and graduated. She keeps in touch, but she's taken classes at MCTC, mm-hmm. and getting her generals out of the way so she can go to law school at St. Thomas. So I'm very proud of her. All the students that I mentioned are really good kids. They're serious about their future, and they take my advice, and they ask me to introduce them to all kinds of people. All the kids that I mentioned have met one or more of my attorney friends or my sheriff friends, deputy friends, or Minneapolis officer friends. So
that's amazing. Mm-hmm. I got one more question for you, too, before we wrap this up, because I've noticed that, again, with the students that I've gotten a chance to work with, and I don't know if it's just like they have kind of a misconception of like what it is that we do here at the radio station. And then when they kind of see the nuts and bolts of it, they're like, oh, this is not what I expected. This is low key kind of cool. Like, mm-hmm. I had a couple of Peter students that came down here, and we did some stuff for Jazz with Class, and they were like, yo, this is kind of nice. I kind of like, this is cool. Have you kind of noticed that with some of your students too, where they maybe had a misconception of what law and public safety actually was or everything that went into it, and then they start going through this class with you and they're like, Oh, this is cool. I actually really love this. Have you noticed that?
I have. You know what's funny? I'm noticing young people are, they have a preconceived notion about things, and it is what someone else told them.
Yeah.
Instead of them checking on it for themselves. Even if it's just for a semester or a class, like check on it for yourself because it can open a world of opportunities. I had a student come to me. He was peeping his head in my classroom when I was over at Edison. He's like, well, Miss Love, like I keep seeing officers and firefighters come and spend time with your students, and it just looks really dope. He's like, but I want to work on cars. And I was like, and you absolutely should work on cars. Mm-hmm. However, I want you to think about something. Who do you think works on the police vehicles? Who do you think works on ambulances? And, you know, if you're going to work on cars, that's a career in tech ed program. That's amazing. But if you're in a conversation or in relationship with people who work for the city, deputies and police officers, and they are knowing you, maybe you're in their Explorer program, even though you're not intending to work as a law enforcement officer or maybe a firefighter, but if you're around them and they know you while you're a young person, when you graduate and you get all your skills and you can work on cars, you don't think they're going to pull you in? And maybe you start working on their cars.
Mm-hmm.
I said, there's a crossover that could happen there. I said, you got to think bigger than just, you got to think big. There's nothing wrong with that. And he was like, oh, then another student, he loves drones and technology. And I was like, you don't have to be a police officer to work for an agency to fly their drones and you just have to know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but that is a really good crossover. You know how much you'll get paid to fly drones for an agency, a government agency? I said, so don't limit yourself. So when they poke their head in my class and they think that I'm trying to make police officers.
Right.
All I'm doing is introducing people into the fields of that police officers are in, and EMT workers are in, and paralegals are in, and lawyers are in. You could be a 911 operator, make really good money. Starting out of the gate is $30 an hour. That's a good job.
Yeah.
You know, it beats doing something else where you're only making $19 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just about the money, the experience, helping your community, pouring yourself in and developing your skills and figuring out, oh my goodness, this is a career pathway I didn't think about and I think I like this better. That's where the connect comes in. So high school is the time for students to be nosy and to try as many things as they possibly can.
And ask questions.
And ask a bunch of questions because if they rely on someone else's story, it might be an outdated story. Yeah, policing didn't look all that good 10, 20 years ago. It didn't. Sometimes it doesn't today in certain aspects. But the right person in the right uniform at the right time, it works out for them, and then they excel and they do well and they help shift the culture. So we can't limit ourselves to what someone else said and someone else's lived experience. We have to have it for ourselves. That's how our Sheriff Dawana Witt became who she is today. She had questions and she tells in her story that policing wasn't all that great, but then there were some that were great and she wanted to be different. She wanted to be able to help her community and she ended up going into it. She didn't rely on the stories of others. So that's just my advice to kids. Get involved, ask questions, be nosy, check it out, even if it seems intimidating, because it might be right where you're called to be.
I love it. This has been such a great conversation and so much information. Lastly, we'll just say, you know, mpschools.org if you want any more information on career technical education here at Minneapolis Public Schools. And just go there, search CTE. And all the information you need to know about career and tech ed will pop up, including Miss Alexis Love's Law and Public Safety program through CTE as well. Alexis, this was so awesome. Thank you so much for coming in today. And I know we're going to talk a little bit off the air because I know you had some ideas of other content related to MPS Voices and everything that we could maybe have a conversation about.
Thank you so much.
This has been great. Thanks for being in.
It has been. Thank you.